115. That which is valued. So how are things on the home front? Taylor asked John. Well, I'm holding the line. Sarah holds the purse strings now, you know, ever since I lost so much on that gambling incident. She will hold over till I can be trusted again. So your argument about it being Jack's fault didn't hold water? Nope. And Sarah's holding her own in the midst of it all. I didn't even think she's holding a grudge against me. She just thinks I made a stupid decision, John replied. How are the kids doing? Oh, little Tommy's on the honors list, and Amy is growing up so fast that she doesn't need us to hold her hand anymore. That's sad. I'm hoping against hope that she doesn't start dating before she's 16. Hold to that hope, Taylor said. My daughter, Catherine, started dating when she was 13. It hollowed out my soul, but I couldn't stop her. You should have seen me on her first day when her boyfriend sent flowers by home delivery. I could hardly hold it together. Yep, it's a thing to be feared and yet a thing to be cherished. I hope I hold up as well as you did. I'm just glad we're all still together. Sarah holds an ace up her sleeve to keep me from ever making that large of a gamble ever again. I don't ever want to lose my family. I'm glad you've learned your lesson, Taylor said. Now I don't have to make the mistake myself. I'll never listen to Jack about anything like that. Good for you.